Chapter 12. A light morning sea mist hung over the waters around Termos Isle. The last four ships of Gabool's fleet were returning. They silently nosed into the cove, sails hanging, slack, oars shipped, as the oily swell carried them noiselessly into harbour. The King of Sea Rats knew they had returned. He had watched them break the night horizon, hours before the mist started to descend. Now Gabool would need all his cunning and slyness if he were to win his captains over completely. Saltar had never been a popular captain, neither had his brother Bloodrig, but the fact remained, they were both captains, and he had slain them. Naturally, the other four shipmasters, Orkai, Hookfin, Flogger, and Gartail, would feel their positions threatened. They would need reassuring. Once they were happy with Gabool's continuing rule, their crews would follow them into the very fangs of Hellgates. The warlord knew all this and set his plans accordingly. The morning remained grey and uncertain as hordes of sea rats marched past the rock portals into Fort Bladegate. Gabool watched them from the banqueting hall window, voicing his thoughts aloud.
"Look at them, the rakings and scrapings of the earth. Scum from the wharves, taverns and cellars. Their mothers were bilge rats and their fathers were barrel sloppers. Murderers, thieves, pillagers, all of them. Ha! They'd steal the very fires of hell to keep them warm of a winter night and singe the Dark One's whiskers. Vermin after me own black heart."
The warlord's description fit every sea rat from the tip of his ragged tail to the point of his scarred nose. They were clad in motley rags, some wearing worn-out sea boots and threadbare frock coats, others dressed in the tattered silks of corsairs. Brass ear, nose and tail rings were much in evidence, eye patches, skull bandages, missing ears and fearsome scars. But every sea rat was armed to the teeth. Cutlasses, scimitars, straight swords, sabres, claymores, daggers, dirks, bodkins, spears and pikes bristled everywhere throughout the barbaric mob. Gabool sat grim-faced on his throne, facing the great bell. All around, the banqueting tables were piled high with food and drink. Nervous slaves stood waiting, ready to serve their savage captors. The sea rat crews crowded in. Those who could not find seating leaned against the walls or slouched upon the floor. Nobody touched a morsel of food. An expectant hush settled over all. The King of Sea Rats was not his usual roaring, commanding self. Claws settled upon weapons, ready to fight at a moment's notice. It was a taut and perilous situation. The captains grouped together at one table. Orgoy of the Waveblade, Hookfin of the Black Sail, Flogger of the Rat Helm, and Gartail of the Green Fang. They were joined by the master of the three ships that were under repair, Riptongue of the Nightwake, Cat's Eyes of the Sea Talon, and Grimtooth of the Crab Claw. Against these seven, Gabool was facing mighty odds. Their cold, quick eyes watched him mistrustingly. Even Gartail, who now had his own ship and felt equal to other captains. The threat of instant death hung heavy in the air. Gabool's heavy sigh broke the stillness. He stood up, slowly drawing his curved sword. He dropped it. The bright blade clattered on the floor in front of him as he pointed to the nearest rat.
"You there, matey. You've got the look of a poor old sea rat who don't have two crusts to rub together. What's your name, shipmate?"
"Weltskin, sire,"
the ragged sea rat said in a puzzled voice. Gabool nodded.
"Well, you pick up that fine blade, Weltskin. My sword belongs to you now. Go on, take it, matey."
The sea rat Weltskin picked up the sword, his eyes shining. No common crew rat had ever owned such a weapon. Gabool faced the assembly. Throwing his arms wide, he appealed to them.
"Ah, shipmates, what's it all come to? treachery, deceit and lies. Aye, that's the sad fact, mateys. A captain who scorned me, Bloodrig, and his brother, Soltar, out for revenge, who tried to slay me when I was unarmed in me own home.
Gabool shook his head sadly.
Ah, bad weather and black days, lads. Though I knew all the time those two sea robbers was plotting against me. Still and all, I offered them welcome and victuals in Fort Bladegirt. Their crews, too. Why, some of you was there and ate the same food and drank the same drink and saw it all happen. Base traitors they were, messmates. I'd heard them whispering together. They wanted it all, my island and your ships. You, captains there, ah, I wish you'd been here to see it. You would have sided with Al Gabool, I know you would. Faithfulness always has its reward.
Gabool struck the side of the bell with the drinking cup. 20 slaves bearing chests of plunder staggered in and turned out the glittering contents at Gabool's feet.